This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's what we do on Free Talk Live, obviously. We are live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, whether it's standard or daylight. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The number, 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones right off the bat here. Got Jason calling in from Colorado. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I have a would you rather question for you tonight.
I love these.
Okay. This one, let me preface this. Think of V for Vendetta, where the whole Buckingham Palace and all this stuff blows up in a spectacular effect.
Remember the 5th of November.
That's right. Would you rather destroy the pyramids, because they were built by slaves, or destroy all the Washington monuments, including Mount Rushmore. I know it's not in Washington, but all the big U.S.
Washington monuments, easy.
Yeah, I'm with Peakless Mountaineer.
Yeah,
I don't care about the pyramids.
I have to say that. I think from a historical standpoint, I'm presuming that I have to choose one of these. Obviously, I'm not.
You want to play the game right, Mark.
I don't want to destroy any particular monuments at all, but I would say that the loss of the pyramids would be a far more devastating problem than the loss of some relatively new monuments about which we know everything.
And you say they were built by slaves. I'll say aliens, and then that'll solve that.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the risk of a loss of history is more pertinent with the pyramids than it is with the Washington Monument. We're not going to forget that America was a country for a little while, whereas the Egyptian civilization, well, that's a tougher matter.
Well, what do you think an Antifa person would pick?
Well, they pretty clearly are destroying the monuments.
They would destroy anything nearby. Which one's easier to walk to?
Well, I think Washington monuments would probably be more pertinent to them. But I certainly don't see them as being against destroying the pyramids because they were built by slaves.
Right, so there is...
It's harder to burn down the pyramids, too.
First off, an Antifa person, or whatever we're calling... I mean, I guess Antifa has now become this catch-all for whoever those protester people are, right? They don't generally want to talk about... Young people, I've found, do not want to talk about what, in fact, slavery is. They want to say that slavery only existed in the United States from 16-whatever, I don't know the date, that it began 400 years ago until now. That the fact that slavery is the state of man since the agrarian revolution, by and large, that...
And before.
And here's a really fun fact that you can throw in the face of somebody who wants to talk about slavery. There was a time in human history when on the planet, only one out of 17 males got to breed. Now, that means that all the males that were running around in the bush still, hunting their food with spears, likely were able to breed. That's my guess. And it's, you know, what were the numbers of the ones that were building the pyramids? And you rightly say that a person should be called a slave if they have involuntarily had their testicles removed, because they just don't have the same level of freedom as somebody else does. You know, maybe slavery was different than it is was in the United States, and there's certainly some unpleasant aspects to U.S. slavery, no doubt, but there's unpleasant aspects to all forms of slavery. I love Django Unchained, by the way, if you ever get an opportunity. Best anti-slavery, anti-American slavery film out there.
Seen it. Good movie.
Yeah, so awesome.
I did read an article earlier today before asking this question that the first slaves in America were actually white people from the Britons and the Scottish and Ireland. So
well, so if you bring that up, here's the problem, right?
No one cares.
Well, you're talking about slavery as a big term, not slavery as sort of chattel slavery. And that's the problem with terminology, right? So they were impressed, picked up, drug against their will. In some cases they signed up for it because life sucked. You're like, you could actually starve to death in these places. So, you know, okay, I'll sign a piece of paper that says I get a meal for the next 7 years, and sometimes somebody beats me. And then they, you know, sometimes those 7 years turn to 10 if they could, if their masters could make a claim that they didn't work hard enough or whatever the case might have been. Maybe they were sick for a year. Who knows? And then at some point or another, they get a small piece of land, and then they're off on their own. And this is what, frankly, happened to my ancestors. They came across before the Revolutionary War and promptly got very poor and stayed that way. You know? So, yeah, I mean, is it slavery? Yes, it is a form of bondage. But there's, on the other end, some of the leftists will say that we have wage slavery, where you make a decision to go to work every day, but you have to do it because if you didn't, you wouldn't have money.
You're oppressed by nature. Is also how they
say.
Now that's actually the question there. Are you oppressed by nature or by civilization? Now I'm definitely on the side of it is nature that is always trying to kill you, kind of feeding you if you're careful about it, but always trying to starve you to death and bring storms and kill you. And our way around that was civilization, which can oppress you if you do it wrong. And that really is the question. Is it nature that's killing you, or is it society that's killing you?
It's what's killing you is your addiction to civilization. Because it's a lot easier to live here than it is to live out there. It's still
no
possible to go out and live off the land. You can eat the pine seeds and catch the odd marmot, you know, and you'll survive, and you'll probably be relatively healthy until 35, maybe 40.
It's possible. It's possible. I mean, it's possible in that sort of like an entire human being might suddenly appear according to the laws of quantum physics. It's possible.
What's possible?
To go out into the wilderness and survive.
Oh,
there's very little to eat there, and you probably don't know what it is.
Well,
yeah, if you watch an episode of Naked and Afraid, you'll find out very quickly that nature is not your friend. It's trying to kill you, eat you, sting you, and starve
right.
you.
So the alternative is to get a job for some capitalist pig, suck it up, flip your burgers, live in the basement, and then complain about it online.
I kind of feel like having lived out in the country on a farm that I could figure this out in nature. But maybe I'm wrong.
Give it a shot.
Well, that's the thing is I don't want to.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Thoroughly addicted.
Sounds like a good contest for Porkfest.
Now on the side of of wage slavery, I mean, there is actually a good argument to say that, okay, and you know, from the libertarian perspective, we're well aware of the interference that the government makes in the market. I mean, there are a lot of advantages that are simply not available to ordinary people that are available to you if you are connected to government. So there really is the setup of a forced hierarchy because of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the root of a lot of the capitalist pig rhetoric, is that you do have an unfair fixed game
The game's fixed. It's just that people are using, in my opinion, old unuseful rhetoric. One of the reasons socialism didn't catch on the same way in the United States as it did in Europe was that Europe didn't have the transition period of the republic that the United States did. So in many cases, Germany, England, you know, France not so much, but France has always been revolutionary, it seems. You know, they had these time frames where it's like you couldn't move. Like, people still try to use this rhetoric. And
yeah, there's social mobility here that simply didn't exist there.
Right. The social mobility didn't and really doesn't even still exist in Europe the way that it exists here. And maybe it's in the mindset of the serfs that never moved. Maybe it's, I don't know. But they would love, the leftists would love you to believe that here in the United States. But I'm telling you, as somebody who has done it, that you can move relatively easily and relatively quickly with just making, easy is not the right term, simply. You can move simply from the lowest socioeconomic class to the middle socioeconomic class. You need luck to get from middle to the highest, but you might very well get to upper middle with good practices.
Well, but you're also talking, you already admitted that it's a fixed system. So what is the wage slave supposed to do to go from low to middle in that
Stop
fixed system?
Stop spending your money on nonsense.
Keep a job for a year.
Work and stop. Don't waste your money. Just keep it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We had previously discussed the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest here on the air, and I just want to tell you they're happening.
It's soon.
Yeah, porkfest.com, forkfest.party. The dates are the 23rd of June through the 5th of July.
The 22nd of June.
Maybe it's the 22nd. Monday. I could be wrong here.
Okay.
It's 2 weeks of fun and frolicking in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. How occupied is it going to be? How many people are going to be there? No
Depends
idea.
On
I have no idea. Could this be the greatest one ever? It sure could. Could it be the worst one ever? It sure could. I have no idea. But it's... Well,
I'd say its very existence means that it's not going to be the worst one ever.
855-450-3733. Check them out. It's porkfest.com, forkfest.party. Richie Rich, your claim was, when we went off the air, was that I did not communicate well what I...
I need a clarification.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. So my question was, before we went off the air, was what is the wage slave to do to move from the lower echelon socially to the middle echelon socially. And the response that I got was save your money and don't spend it, and that'll move you up the ladder.
Yes.
My interpretation of that was continue to be a wage slave until you can afford not to be.
All right. Let me see if I can make that a little easier. First off, I reject the terminology wage slave, but that was the terminology that was trotted out during that
segment. And I'm generally on your side on this. However, these are concerns that get raised.
Right. So I would do jobs as a teenager, as a 20-year-old, even as a 30-year-old, that I simply will not do as a 40-year-old.
Okay.
Like, I'm just unwilling to do those jobs. And I don't know why that is. Maybe I've reached a certain point. Maybe if I fell economically, I would be willing to do those. I don't know the answer to
that. That's probably a part of it, right? You don't have to do those lower jobs anymore because you've built yourself out of it.
Right.
And it's not on the table.
You take the jobs that you can, and you don't take the jobs that you don't have to.
I worked retail. I worked construction. I worked, convenience stores. I worked jobs that are not pleasant, considered sort of the lowest out there. It's relatively easy to get out of the bottom quintile because most of the people in the bottom quintile are there who, they don't work much. There's not many people with jobs sitting in the bottom quintile. The bottom quintile being the bottom 20% of earners. And they're getting checks. They're unable to move well. They have medical problems. They got all kinds of things. So moving into the working class, which is the second to bottom quintile, lots easier. Moving through it into the middle class is a bit harder. So what you got to do in that circumstance is that you got to make money, whether it's working at a job that you don't want to do, waiting for the job that you want to do more of, to the point that, because freedom is doing what you want to do, so long as you don't harm other people, and freedom is sort of characterized in modern society as doing what you want to do and having money.
Okay. So the wage slave not doing what they want to do, else they wouldn't consider themselves a wage slave.
Right.
And without the freedom or liberty to move out of that,
yep.
As soon as they would like.
So wage slave, meaning somebody who's working at a job that they dislike for whatever reason.
Getting paid less than they feel they're worth.
Right. They should work at that job until they can get a job where they either get paid more and dislike it, or like it and get paid the same.
Okay.
At which point they then work towards a job where they're getting paid more and like it, and at some point or another you find your medium. Once you're relatively happy in a job and making relatively good money, then you just show up every day, keep a smile on your face, have a plucky attitude, be chipper, right? And, enjoy your work, act like you enjoy your work to the point where you can then perhaps maybe go on and start your own business where you get paid exactly what you're worth. Because what else would you get paid?
And what would the time frame be for this wage slave? Right? Like how long do they stick it out with these menial tasks? Because you make it sound easy, right? Just do the job you're in until something better comes along. And I'm sure for a lot of them, the something better coming along is non-existent, which is why they feel trapped.
You may have to move locations, right? Like you could be in, I've never lived in places like the Rust Belt or whatever. I don't know what it's like in those places. You may have to change your people, places, and things. I couldn't claim that. But, yeah, it's going to come along. That better job will come along, and you simply have to continue doing it until then.
Okay.
You know, I had a radio gig that went under. Sometimes this happens in radio. If you haven't been fired in radio, you haven't been in radio. Well, I had another gig that was coming up in a month. Well, what was I going to do in that amount of time? I went out and got a taxi cab license, and I drove a cab. Was I happy about driving a cab between my radio gigs? No. I felt like I'd reached a certain point in life, but I had to have the money because I'd spend it all. You know,
I was going to say, if you had savings, you wouldn't have. You could survive a month.
Yeah, in my case, get a good wife is really the best choice.
Well, so one thing I wanted to bring up as far as like how long does it take you to get out of the wage slavery position? So I mean, one of the big issues with this is that anyone who knows what the Fed is pretty well aware that we are constantly being stolen from. Now, if we weren't having all of this wealth constantly taken from us, then it would be a lot shorter of a time frame of work the job that you have until you can get the one you want.
Sure. I would say that bolsters their position then, because not only are they at the job that they want, they're stuck there longer because of something out of their control.
Freedom is relatively easy to look at. It's doing a job that you want to do, whatever that work is, and having the money to have the things that you want to have. Some people need to have private jets, and in which case they're going to have to work a lot more and have a lot more money. I don't think most of us need that.
Like you said it yourself, if you're moving from middle to upper, it's a lot of it's luck.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely a hard work aspect to it, but lucky is an important factor for that, too.
Luck matters when you're talking about getting into the
middle to upper, not from lower to middle.
Right. You know, like maybe the upper middle class, certainly the upper class. Luck is involved, and I can't tell you how to be lucky, but I can tell you that I moved between lower to middle and had paid off a house, and that gave me the flexibility to be able to invest in ways that made life easier. So.
Fair enough.
There you go. All right. So as far as, the money and that sort of thing goes, how to have a better life, I think that money is probably one of the better ways to do it in modern society. I think a lot of these protesters and these sorts of people want to have a good life, but they want the money to come from the government. And I don't think you're ever going to have freedom relying on the state to give you money.
Well, they're relying on that because the government is the force in which you can use to steal money from the wealthy and the productive and redistribute it out to them.
Well, yeah, and it's hard to feel bad for the wealthy because in many cases the wealthy got where they were through collusion with the state and, those sorts of things. However, some people got there by making good decisions. Maybe you should make good decisions.
855. Good nerd.
What's that?
Couldn't hurt.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. As in freedom. Free Talk Live. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says the use of force in Atlanta on Rayshard Brooks should be scrutinized, but he resisted violently.
Any use of force, especially use of force that results in someone's death, has to be intensely scrutinized. Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again.
Mark Morial, president and chief executive officer of the National Urban League, told Fox News that the Atlanta police's use of deadly force was disproportionate to the situation.
This man was shot in the back because he ran away and then pointed a taser at the officer. The point was is that the taser is not a deadly weapon, and the use of a gun in response to a taser was also disproportionate.
This is USA Radio News. A member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force has some advice on how to help flatten the curve of the second wave. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Some states are seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. The CDC put out new guidelines. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says preventative measures work.
You can improve on the economy. You can get people back to work and still do the fundamental things like wearing a mask all the time when you're outside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Ben Carson told This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday that calls to rename places and remove historically offensive statues gets to a point of being ridiculous.
You know, we've reached a point in our society where we dissect everything. We really need to move away from that. We need to move away from being offended by everything. It really gets to a point of being ridiculous after a while.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich. That's peakless Mountaineer.
As opposed to bottomless pit, apparently.
Apparently.
Well, the opposite of a bottomless pit is a peakless mountain.
Indeed.
I'm on my way up.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you want to connect with other libertarians out there, ones who are doing business, go to liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a way that you can list your business for free as long as you believe in the non-aggression principle. You go to liberty.menu and people can go there and check it out and there you're doing business. It's even got a social media aspect to it. Liberty.menu. So it's been a fun show. We've been talking about lots of fun stuff. I think that we've got to address this issue.
Uh-oh.
CNN. A community seeks answers after a young black man is found hanging from a tree in Los Angeles County.
Suicide.
Dozens of people gathered at a Palmdale City Council in Palmdale City Council chambers Friday as officials held a press conference on the death of a 24-year-old black man who was found hanging from a tree in northern Los Angeles County. Shortly after 3:30 a.m. Monday, a passerby noticed a man, later identified as Robert Fuller, hanging from a tree in Palmdale, California. Fire department personnel who responded to the scene determined he was dead. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, they had said that in a statement, Palmdale is described as an alleged death by suicide. Sadly, it is not the first such incident since the COVID-19 pandemic began, and that the city remains committed to addressing mental health issues during these difficult times we are in together, says some spokes bureaucrat.
That's a different angle than I thought you were going to go with it. They're saying possible suicide because of the whole COVID lockdown.
Lots of people. Like, I've been watching the numbers of deaths in America, according to the CDC. I don't care whether about the number of cases of COVID. I don't care about the number of deaths claimed by COVID, because supposedly hospitals are getting more money if somebody dies of COVID. What I want to know is how many people have died.
Okay.
And I don't know if they've died of COVID. I don't know if they've died of suicide. I don't know if they've died of an abusive spouse that they were forced to be locked in with. I don't know if they died of alcohol poisoning. But I imagine people have died of all those things in America in the last several weeks. But I can tell you deaths are now getting into the range of what is considered sort of normal and acceptable by the Center for Disease Controls. Well, maybe we'll have more.
As far as suicides and things like that, the last I checked, it was 70,000 deaths since the outbreak of COVID. Are called deaths of despair. So your very heavy drinking, your suicides, things like that.
70,000 deaths in that time frame would be probably the majority of the deaths that occurred in that time frame. I don't know. I mean, it's a claim, right? And I haven't...
Well, and that would be in addition to the official COVID numbers, right? Because they're not attributing
that
to the
disease. What if they died of drinking and had COVID? What do you think they're going to get called?
That would be a COVID death.
Yeah. So... as far as this death specifically, what's it make you think when you hear about a black guy hanging from a tree?
It really makes me wish that we could trust the people determining that this was a suicide.
That's what it makes me think, too, is I would like to know whether this was a suicide or this was a lynching. It's a terrifying picture, and I can see why people are concerned, because it harkens back to a time when things were pretty yucky. All right, so...
What if it's a psyop and it's a suicide by blacks on blacks, so it can be looked at as a lynching and raise more ire amongst the black community?
What if it's the shape-shifting lizards that live beneath Stapleton Airport?
Then we have a whole new enemy.
Indeed. So, right here...
it's not new.
The Palmdale mayor says we're working hard to figure out exactly what happened. Attendees to this meeting asked for camera footage of the incident, but a city official said that there was none. Throughout the news conference, officials repeatedly called it an ongoing investigation, saying full autopsy is underway. After the press conference, the city issued a statement saying it understands the community's call for a full investigation into the death, and we will fully explore with the Sheriff's Department, the Los Angeles County Coroner's offices, and any other investigative agencies looking into the matter. We're all awaiting all available details surrounding this tragedy. In addition, we are working with local community leaders to increase the dialogue on how we can best work together and build a safer and more inclusive community. This is CNN, and this is the closest thing to the news I have on this subject.
Really the news.
Yeah, what's that?
So not really the news.
Well, what is the news?
I don't know.
The news is something, but you can't call it facts, you know, because we don't know what happened. We know that here's the fact, right? Yeah. This guy, Fuller, appears to be black. He appears to have been hanging for some reason from a tree. It's not like people hanging from trees is terribly unusual in America, honestly. People hang themselves all the time. Some of them must hang themselves from trees.
It happens.
A person hanging from a tree that is black is going to immediately recall lynchings in the South.
Unfortunately.
Now, he wasn't hanging in Biloxi, Mississippi, which perhaps is a good thing or bad thing. I don't know. But certainly the people of L.A. are very concerned with this, and I think that it's worth looking at, especially in a time when groups that are racially active, racially concerned... happened?
It's poor timing.
Yeah.
If everything surrounding racial issues wasn't going on right now, it may not have had the same impact as it does now.
Let's talk about that. A black guy falls asleep, presumably because of drugs or alcohol or a combination of the two, in a Wendy's drive-through line. Not in the parking lot, in the drive-through.
Yep, I saw that article.
And somebody calls the police, we don't know who, and the police, after fighting with the guy. Presumably, we don't have that on video, but we do have him running away with a taser in his hand. It looks like he fired the taser at the police. Then they shot him in the back. Now, you know, according to the fleeing felon rules or whatever, they can do that, but that doesn't make it acceptable and whatever. The Wendy's is smoking rubble. The police chief has resigned. I mean,
probably a good idea.
Well, why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because if that happened on your watch and there's already been violence against police and they know who you are, you become a target,
okay,
potentially. And if you resign, you're saying, I don't want any part of this. Please don't come after me. Have at it.
You are responsible for the people under your command.
I suspect, you are and you aren't. The people under your command aren't going to do the things that you want them to do ever, but, I mean, you have this sort of responsibility as a hierarchical. In fact,
good
it seems
not to be in command of people.
Right. In fact, what happens is that the punishment flows downhill and tends to hurt the people in the bottom more than the people in the top, but, you know, whatever the case may be. I tend to think there wouldn't have been the outcry of this particular situation had he not been black, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it would have been an entirely different situation if this was, you know, not in Atlanta and the guy hadn't been black.
Right. Or if it wasn't now, right?
Because right, and now.
For right now, there's an uprising, for lack of a better term, surrounding the racial issue.
Yeah.
Right? The racial disparity of, you know, cops on black crimes has been a thing for years, but for whatever reason, now there's a movement, like, really, really behind it. And if it wasn't George Floyd, maybe it would have been this Wendy's guy that sparked the outrage.
The Wendy's guy wasn't even unarmed. I mean, they had the cop's taser.
Right. It wasn't the beginning. So maybe it may have just blown over then as, no, this was obviously, you know, violence. Requiring violence.
I think it had a lot to do with COVID and everybody's locked up and getting a check. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that has to be the biggest factor of all of the protests, the riots. I mean, if these people were at work or at home sleeping after a hard day's work, they wouldn't have been out there.
So 1968, the most recent year that you can compare to 2020 as far as unrest goes, the Hong Kong flu was sweeping America. And people were sequestering to some extent.
Wait, that's not what this one is?
Wuhan flu.
Right, right.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. The possibility exists that I could take your call, so I'll give you the number one more time. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450, free as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And also, the Discord lines are open. I don't think we've had any calls on Discord tonight. Discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. You got to sign up there, but it's not that hard. Speaking of things that are not that difficult to do, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and support the show as that JC guy has. He's a platinum amplifier, meaning $25 a month. We don't ask for that. We ask for $5 a month at the AMP program. So please go there and support what we do here, which is freedom of speech. For everybody but James in Arizona. 855-450-3733. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike calling in from Virginia. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Concerning the shootings that have happened with the police officers and the African-American community, statistically, there are twice as many white people that are shot by police than black people.
How many more white people
should also riot?
What would happen if the white people rioted, Mike?
That's a good question. I don't know. One of the thoughts that I've had is I do believe that if someone is being detained or arrested and are going to be handcuffed or, you know, something like that, I think the wise thing to do is simply to comply with what the police officers are doing. Whether you agree with what they're saying about what you did or did not do, whatever it is.
That's easy for white people to say, by the way.
I think that probably my thought is, I'm just speculating, my thought is that the black community, the culture there, is probably is very defensive towards the police community, and that's even proven in the fact when they're trying to do investigations, and the black community is not as forthcoming about being witnesses and things.
Yeah, I think that's because probably a long history at the police and not feeling protected by the police. And I would say with the George Floyd situation, what I have seen of that video, he wasn't being non-compliant. So yeah, in this instance,
except for the middle part of the video where they don't have anything on camera, right? That's the excuse there.
There's always a part that wasn't on camera, and
you missed the part where he was giving them hell.
Whatever the case may be, and I think that's why everybody got so upset, because this guy just looks like he was killed. And I mean, you know, that clearly that's going to have to happen at some point. And maybe it was related to his race. Maybe it was related to these guys working together. Maybe it was a bunch of things, but it seems to have set off the perfect storm as far as protests go and that kind of thing. So thanks for the call, Mike.
Yep.
Appreciate the call. I would say that, yes, white people are twice as likely, perhaps, to be killed by police, but there's more than twice as many of them as black people. So
I've been pulled over, and I had no qualms about, like, reaching into my glove compartment to grab my documentation while the cops stood by the window, because I never once felt like I was threatened to be shot for doing so.
I keep my hands on the wheel.
That's fine, too.
I also keep my fire department helmet in the back seat.
Good strategy.
Which, you know, it doesn't matter what your color is, that thing helps, I can assure you.
Guaranteed.
You know, it's great. And if they shine in, they see that fire department helmet, the interaction tends to go much better.
I flashed my flashlight back at the cop because he had his, and I went beep and shot mine right.
Oh, yeah, you are no fun to deal with for police, I can imagine.
Not at all. But I also, I'm also not black, and so I don't feel like they're going to escalate to violence based on skin color.
I saw that, what's the comedian, something in Peel?
Keenan Peele.
They did a bit where they like a sovereign citizen kind of person, or somebody was being a white guy was being noncompliant with the police, where like it's a white guy being noncompliant with a white police officer, and then a black police officer comes up and like punches the noncompliant guy in the mouth, and it's like, we don't put up with that or whatever. And like, you would think that there would be some kind of solidarity, because Keenan Peele are all about, you know, the black people are being abused. Well, how do you think it's going to get any better? So whatever. I never understood that.
I agree with the caller that it is the wise thing not to put up any fuss whatsoever, but that's not necessarily the good thing to do.
It's a, what do they call it, a market failure. So, for instance, if you're in a line of centurion, a line of a legionary, a Roman legion, right? You've got your shields and your, what were the little swords they had called? The gladiuses. And you're marching towards the other guys, and you're going to fight. The best thing for you to do is you to run away. And, you're not going to get hurt. However, they're set up so that you can't run away. But if you all stick together, you're going to win. It's when the line breaks up and, individually, when dealing with a police officer, you remain compliant, you don't have any problems, and just take it up in their day of court, then they get paid time and a half to testify against you, and the judge believes them over you because they are a super citizen and you are just a crappy, lowly serf who is supposed to pay for the whole government bureaucracy, and then it all looks very, very easy.
There's a video that I've seen recently. It's floating around the internet, right? They're arresting a black guy for whatever reason. They have their, guns drawn on him. He's standing there. He puts his hands up in the air, and then the cop like just runs up behind him and jump kicks him in the back. Right? Just boom. Like, did he say something? Did he do something? Was he not complying with their orders? And then as soon as he turned around to go like, what the hell was that? They tackled him. Right? So I don't fear that happening to me or, a white dude. But if you're black, you can comply and still get injured by the police, because they will bait you with stuff like that.
Maybe you don't fear it, but it does. I mean, like, I think this would be a better movement if it was about a police accountability movement as opposed to a, black people are treated badly movement.
Right.
That's my opinion.
But you're not going to get white people to get behind the police accountability movement as easily. Because you said, twice as many white people get shot, and then we don't care.
It is hard to get the emotional motivation behind a racial distrust issue is a lot more tenable than the emotional motivation behind the lack of accountability of police.
Right. I think that what, if I had to address this and explain why this might be the case, is I would say that in-group preference for white people is lower than it is for black people. And there may be very good reasons for that. You know, when you've got a relatively recent historical issue of you know, black businesses being burned down and you know, the police don't want to investigate your crimes and these kind of things, yeah, you tend to get insular. Now, what is not understood, I think, by some black activists is that you do not want white people to have in-group preference. Like that goes really badly. You know?
I would really like non-police to have an in-group preference.
Right. That would be at this point, we don't even have that as a group, right? Like citizens that aren't cops, you know, isn't even a group that's referred to. So, you know, it's got its problems. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, sorry for talking through your time. What's up, man?
This boring call is for James in Arizona.
Yeah, well, he was waiting on the line. He's I'm sure he's hearing you.
I told you, David knows he's ahead of him in line.
What?
I was telling Mark during the break that when you call in, you know who's ahead of you in the call line.
Oh, somehow. Yeah, right. Hey, James, how's it going, man? Now I forgot what to say.
What? It says stuff is your call topic here.
Stuff, yeah. What I wanted for the Indians out there listening on KENN, I want to know if pick this up next week when you hear next weekend. Do you feel, since that COVID virus has struck the Navajo Rez as hard as it has struck New York City, and in other words, you're tied for the worst place in the nation, do you feel like there's a smallpox blanket that's been floated around that reservation? I want to know what Indians think about that, if that has come up in their discussion at all.
I would love
to a local New Mexico radio show that discusses these topics.
Well, if only he could.
I am. Well, it's a nationwide problem, and you are being heard live on KENN in Four Corners, beautiful FC, USA.
I would love to have a call from an Indian on, what's the reservation?
Navajo
Reservation, because we never have. I mean, we've been on KENN for some time and never had a call from an Indian from the Rez. So
put down the whiskey and pick up the phone.
Oh, God. I hope you have Native American blood in you, because I'd never make that joke. 855-450. I'm giving it's checkoutfreetalklive.com. Damn it, Richie.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.